Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might be unfamiliar with my voice, again, my name is Peter Mingles. I run this whole thing. Figured out when we got this account started. It was somewhere in 2012, towards the tail end of 2012. On this platform, I think we started on December 15th, 2012. And as a result of that, we've been doing thousands, if you will, of separate radio shows. But today, I'm waiting on Nikki Kiyohoho, who is the original founder of the DSWA, to join us. She said she'd be here, so she might be either running a little bit late or maybe there's some technical challenges or who knows. But I'm going to buy a little bit of time, talk about some of the things I was going to talk about anyway, waiting for Nikki to get here. And if she doesn't, I'll use this spot to talk about what we were going to talk about, some of the different things that we've been working on. So I met Nikki as a result of her being a consultant in the MLM industry. She was working with a gentleman whose name is Michael Sheffield with Sheffield Resources. Lots of really sharp people have worked previously with Sheffield Resources, and Michael Sheffield's very well known, got a big reputation, and worked together with Jeffrey Babner, who has since passed, in the MLM world of helping startup companies kind of get started and existing companies kind of stay in business. Nikki was one of those people. Now, she also was part of the MLMIA, which almost everybody was. If you were somebody, you were part of the MLMIA, which stands for the Multi-Level Marketing International Association. So I was a new person on the block, I think, in 2000 and whatever, early 2000s, when I wanted to just become part of the industry. I figured I might as well join the trade associations. So I don't remember if I met Nikki there, like the first time that I ever met her, or I met her maybe on a conference call or webinar or whatever, but Nikki and her daughter, Grace Kiyohoho, were just great people. And then one day I got a phone call from Nikki as we were talking about different and various things, and she said, you know, I want to kind of shoot an idea off you, Peter, and, you know, kind of get my idea of what, you know, maybe she was thinking about. And she says, you know, we're interested in kind of setting up a whole trade association kind of organization, social media thing. This is even before a lot of the Facebook sites and Twitter was even thought about, probably even before Google. And she said, she was telling me what she was doing and planning on working with some stuff relative to the association with women. Here we go. I'm going to interrupt my introduction and bring Nikki Kiyohoho on. Hey, Nikki, we are here. We are live.
Hi. Oh, I'm so happy to be here with you.
Yay! I was just starting to tell her introduction, so I was like 30 seconds into it. So I mentioned that you used to work for a consulting organization, and I don't remember where I first met you. You might remember. But it was either through that association or through the MLMIA or something else. I don't remember what it was. But I do remember.
It was MLMIA many years
there
ago.
There we go. Like a million years ago. And then I do remember that one night or day you had called me up and you started to bounce an idea off of me of what you might be working on or a project that you thought, you know, you said, I wonder if this has any value and you think might take off. And we started speaking about what you were planning on doing with the Direct Selling Women's Alliance, which it was way back then, DSWA. Mm-hmm. And I remember when you were talking to me, I'm like, listen, Nikki, anything you put your mind to is going to work. So I'm betting on Nikki. I don't care about your goofy. I don't care about your idea as much as I'm betting on you. And I don't remember. I don't know if you remember this. But I was like, okay, as a business owner, I remember what it was like to start a business. I'm like, okay, everybody needs some kind of money to get started. So I said, let me write you a check for at least some, you know, seed money to kind of get you started. And there was a silence And I remember this. I don't know if you remember this, but there was a silence. And I'm like, this is so new. You don't even have a checking account yet. Like, this, like, you haven't even, this is like, this is pre-launch. I'm like, okay, well, we figured out. I don't know what was, I don't know what we'll send you, but the bottom line is, like, I'll just make it out to you. So you figure it out. And I just knew, and it's kind of like a metaphor, if you will, or whatever, philosophy of when you're working with people, they bring their heads with them. So whatever it is that you were going to be working on, you were going to be successful. And that was a long time ago. I don't know how long the SWA has been in
over existence. 20 years.
It was 20 years ago.
Something like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, long time. So so we're both older, decades older, and the reality is you guys are still around. And I reached out to you recently because I had a couple of questions about certain things and just telling you about some of the things we were working on. And, you know, a lot of things have changed. We're older, more mature, which means we've learned a lot, we've forgotten a lot, but a lot of things in the industry has changed. And you're doing what you're doing. You've really refined yourself into doing some of the best coaching programs, period, on the planet. And I figured, you know, there's a lot of people that are really looking for solid MLM, direct sales, party plan, you know, self-development stuff. And there's nobody better at this with a greater track record than you. So I figured let's get you on the radio as many times as I can, and we'll see. Just have a conversation to be able to help the industry as well as help individuals and help the SWA as well. So I'll let you kind of – we'll have a casual conversation because we'll do more than one of these and we don't have to worry about squeezing in everything into one 30-minute radio show. But why don't you just share people a little bit about you, and then we'll jump into some of the stuff that the DSWA is working on.
Thank you so much, Peter. And, man, that was a long time ago, and you were one of our first alliance partners that joined us, and you served on our board. You've been around all these years and always been supportive. And I remember when I was out in Orlando speaking for something, we had lunched one time and sat in a cafe, and I was thinking, through the years, you know who are true supporters of the industry. They don't come and go. They're just always there, and especially always there when there's a need. And I wanted to tell you thank you for that. So
you're welcome.
What's new and different? You know, I think the industry is evolving. I think that everyone is needing to make adjustments in the way that they do business. The field is adjusting in how they do business, and I love what I get to do every day. You're right. Our coaching program is a big factor for what we do because there's a lot of training out there, but not a lot of coaching. And everyone, that is an art. Coaching is an art, and it takes a different way of thinking. Because for some reason, especially leaders in the company or a leader in a business, we think our job is to have the answers and to direct people. That's why it bothers me that in direct selling, a lot of times they'll have a title of director, and then people think they get to that title and they got to start directing traffic instead of letting those independent contractors think for themselves. So I love that coaching is evolving in our profession and that people are understanding the difference between coaching and training and mentoring and counseling and cheerleading and all the rest of it. So at last, I mean, we've been teaching about coaching for over 20 years, started our Coach Excellence School 15 years ago, and it's been a wonderful journey. And because of COVID, we moved it all to being online, so we're able to do Zoom calls that way, and we don't have to be in your country, although we've done the school all over the world, but we can do it at a time zone that works for whatever country somebody's in. And I know that direct selling is at a good place because we're working to develop people, and it's no longer throw them on the wall and see who sticks. We are valuing people more than ever before, and people are learning this isn't a get-rich-quick business. This is a create wealth over time. And learning how to work with people is the primary skill set that it takes to be a good leader in this business, to be a person who understands others and is of service to others. So it's adjusting, and things are different than they were, and I'm happy about
that. You know, while you were talking, I was going back in my brain, and I remember that I visited, I was at, like you guys used to do the in-person conventions, and I don't remember
yes.
where it was, but I was at one or two of them, I think, maybe more, I don't remember how many, but I do remember one,
mm-hmm.
And it was there was 500 people there, easy, like easy 500 mm-hmm. people, and mostly women, because way back then it was the Direct Selling Women's Alliance, so you're doing mostly stuff with women, and
mm-hmm.
I always remembered that the image of the kinds of people that do this, whether it's party plans, MLM, you know, way back then it wasn't really affiliate marketing because affiliate marketing was just kind of getting started way back then. But the quality of the people were some of the best people you'd ever want to be in business or do business with. And
mm-hmm.
that is so, you know, I got to bring this in. You know, part of my research for a spinoff operation, the MLMIA, by the way, kind of went to bed for a while and then became the SNA, the Social Networking Association. And as it was developing, I decided that, you know, I really should learn the social networking aspects of it. So I'll go, you know, jump in. And I'm not a Facebook person, but I'll jump in and I'll watch some YouTube videos of some of these people that are doing videos. And I'll type in MLM and I'll see what happens. And there's such a huge anti-MLM crowd that tell stories about women in MLM. And I'm like, you know, I don't want to put them down because they may be describing that part of what MLM might be like and maybe that niche market or that niche part. But that was nothing like I saw. I saw and still see some of the most professional, hardest working, ethical, great, I'm talking great people, like great, like Tony the Tiger would say, great people. Some of the best people on the planet were the ones that were part of your association. And this is just when you were also starting to develop your coaching program. I mean, these are people that mm-hmm. I would put everything, I mean, this is the best industry, period, for people that want to develop their lifestyle the way they really want it. And I am so glad that you are still there with the same quality type people to counterbalance, if you will, all those naysayers out there. Because while they're describing mm-hmm. how all the bad stuff, you guys are showing that it's possible, it's honorable, it's being done, and it's being done the right way. Like the right way, like corporations could be run in the way that you teach your people on how to do a lot of the things that they do. So for those people listening in, if you're wanting to learn how to do it the right way, make sure you contact Nikki. So this is like my little plug for you, but big plug for you. Make sure you contact Nikki at the DSWA because it could be the pieces of the puzzle that you really and truly do need. So I just wanted to throw that in there because you kind of threw me a little bit when we were speaking about like how long we've been working together. In my mind, I haven't thought about that convention, Nikki. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, in a decade. I forgot all about it.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were just talking, it reminded me of, I couldn't tell you where it was, but I think it was Dallas. And I mm-hmm. just remember there were 500 people in the room, and it was one of your first conventions. And I was just like, wow. This group of people can change the world, and a lot of them still do. So back to you. I'll let you comment on anything that I just mentioned.
Oh, thank you. You know, it is true. We do have a lot of good people in our profession, and, you know, and I use that word profession more than industry because I want people to feel like they are professional direct sellers. They're professionals. And they are a part of a great profession, and they've chosen a career in this profession. That's how I want people to feel, and I think that we have a lot of people that do. It's interesting, I guess, through the years. A lot of those same people that were probably at that convention, I still have very strong relationships with, and and it was in Dallas, by the way, and we had a lot of volunteers and people that just wanted to be around it, people that just wanted to be around a good place. And so what we teach is not, you know, again, how to get rich quick. It's not to convince people to join their team. It's how to engage people. It's how to find out what works for that person, what they're looking for, and support them in getting what they want. It's a different deal than it was years ago. When I first started in this business, you know, they had a saying, SWSWSW, some will, some won't, so what? Next. That's like people don't matter. That's not what we're about. This is a relationship business. And people who learn to build relationships succeed. And they stay on focus. You know, I don't think you were at the convention that we did with Zig Ziglar. But
no.
He'd been my Sunday school teacher, so I knew him very well. And he,
wow.
It was the last time he spoke in public. And, you know, his saying of how do you get what you want out of this business is by helping enough other people get what they want. He had the idea that if you focus on others, you're there to be of service. You build trust with them. They know you're a person of integrity. You show respect to them. How you treat people, that is how our whole profession is going to be more successful. We're going to kill the old things that people said about network marketing. I want that to be gone because I want them to see us as a place where people can succeed and you're not in business by yourself. You got a whole team of people that are there in service to support you. You know, I don't say I'm here to help you because when we want to help people, we attract the helpless. I'm here in support of you. I'm not going to do it for you, but I have tools and ideas and information that will support you in doing the business. So it's a little different than how we used to say things. I've watched this evolve over a number of years, and I'm happy about the direction that the profession is going and the quality of the people that we're attracting. I think we're bringing in more people that are, I call them ready now people, because, you know, the low-hanging fruit, if you're looking at sponsoring somebody, the low-hanging fruit are the needy or the helpless. The needy people want you to do it for them. They want you to recruit for them. They want to borrow your products. They want to borrow your catalogs. They want to have you do it. And that's the low-hanging fruit. You can't have a lot of those people because they're high maintenance. Up the tree a little further are the people with needs and an equal amount of desire. You can take those people all day long because they have that component of desire, the willingness to commit effort, energy, time into their business. They're not leaning on that leader. The highest level people are the ready now people. And those are the people that most people avoid. And they avoid them because they think, they know more than me, or I'm not as good as they are. You know, they're going to think I'm not a leader. You know, all our own fears, which all are coachable moments, discomfort for us to recruit that person. The ready now person is someone that has possibly been in our business before and been successful, possibly been a corporate executive. They are used to making six-figure income. They are people that don't need you to do it for them. In fact, you better get out of their way because they want to just go. And they'll make some mistakes. But if you're holding the reins on that horse, you're going to scare that horse off. So the idea is that they are capable. They have good communication. They know how to sell. They know how to engage people. Those are the people we want to bring into our business. And like I talked to a woman that was a lawyer recently, and I said, so what is making you leave your practice? She said, you know what? I'm tired of the navy blue suit. I'm tired of you know, defending the guilty. I am looking for a place where I have choice, where time for my family, where I can create harmony in my life, and that is what direct selling does. You know, the gig economy is an interesting place to be, and I think direct selling has the greatest chance within the gig economy if we do things right. And I look at people that are going into the gig economy, they're looking for choices. That's what they want. They choose to have a more harmonious life and not be tied to a desk in an office. Now's the time for us to get this right so people come in our direction and we get those ready now people. We get those people that want something different and we engage them and they love what we're about and they don't walk away because they were convinced to come and join us and they don't feel appreciated or they don't feel that you care about them as a person. It's not a numbers game. It's a people activity about people. It's just different than what it was.
Unbelievable. So great information. I'm going to do this. We're going to take a little commercial break. We're going to come right back with Nikki Kiyohoho. I'm going to spell her last name for those people that want to look her up. It took me a little bit of time to learn how to say it, but she's from Hawaii, which is really kind of cool. She's there now. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Nikki Kiyohoho. So she runs the DSWA. That's easy enough to spell. If you go to DSWA.org, DSWA.org, you'll be able to see the website. And if you want to look up her name, we'll have a special guest page on Building Fortunes Radio. Nikki's real easy. It's called N-I-C-K-I. And then the Kiyohoho is actually really kind of simple, too. K-E-O-H-O-H-O-U. So K-E-O-H-O-H-O-U, Kiyohoho. And she is in Hawaii now. She used to kind of bounce back and forth between the continental U.S., like the Dallas, Texas area. And then, but now she's, I think, Nikki, you're like permanent resident still over in Hawaii. I think mm-hmm. you kind of like settled down there and that's where you are, which is a really great place to be able to do some things from. So I'm going to ask a couple of questions and you can give us generalities or specifics if you like, but this whole direct selling thing is kind of a combination or it could be different channels, let's say. There's the party plan. There's the multi-level marketing side. There might be the affiliate program. There might be online marketing. Could you describe some of the types of people that are part of your organization now? And if you want to use any examples specifically to give them some recognition, certainly can. So for those people that might be listening in who might be very confused, you know, you do a lot of stuff in the direct selling industry as an umbrella. So I'll let you talk about that if you can.
Thank you. Yes, direct selling is inclusive of party plan, of person-to-person sales, of MLM. It's much more inclusive than just the word party plan or MLM, those words. So we wanted to be inclusive. That's why we chose in our title direct selling. Of course, social selling is very big right now. Affiliate marketing is very big. You know, we have real estate people, we have insurance people, we have party plan people such as Mary Kay, Tupperware, those types of companies. We have a wide variety, and not just here in the United States. It's a global. That's why we changed the word to world. We used to have men try and sneak into our events, and I never wanted them to sneak in. I invited them. I wanted men to be involved, but one time I had a guy come in with a wig, and I said, "Hey, what are you doing?" He goes, "I wasn't sure you put me in, so I borrowed my friend's wig." I said, "You're always welcome." So we moved it to the World Alliance, and I'm glad that we did, because we have a lot more men showing up on things. But it's still, because direct selling is primarily women, we have a lot of women in our organization, but we want everyone to feel comfortable, everyone. So that's kind of how who all we work with. We work with the company, and we work with the individuals. We do a lot with leadership. We do a lot of leadership conferences. And most of the people that take our coach school are either corporate team members that are wanting to learn to coach so they can be more effective with the team, or people that are going into leadership or are top leaders in this business because they know that maybe it's a skill that they're missing.
Yeah, and I know when I was there, I mean, you had people from companies that most of us, you know, we might be familiar with the brand name, but we're not really cognizant, if you will, that they're around and thriving. I remember Lisa mm-hmm. Wilbur with Avon. I mean, she was mm-hmm. making $1 million a year way back then, you know, with lipstick. Mm-hmm. I'm using that as a bad example. But, you know, and then you had other people from Mary Kay. And Mary Kay distributors were still making a ton of money and probably still are. You know, there were other people that are doing all kinds of stuff for party plans, whether it was jewelry or Tupperware or other stuff like that. I mean, so there's a huge market for people to be able to find their niche and be able to make some significant money. So there were big, big money earners. And from, you know, what some people might think are rinky-dink, you know, part-time earnings, some of them really did super-duper well. And many of them realized that they didn't have the skills to always be able to handle a volunteer army, because that's really what you're doing in the direct selling kind of management thing. It's not a paid army like you would if you're running corporate America. You know, it's a volunteer army, so it takes different skills and different everything else like that. So if you want to speak to any of that, I'd certainly appreciate that.
You know, it's interesting because there is a perception. There years ago, there was a big perception that, oh, you're in a party plan company. Oh, you have a bunch of girls that make a little bit of money, and they had smaller teams. Well, we work with people that are making $1 million a year and have millions of dollars in sales with those smaller teams. Their party plan is more known for sales, customer acquisition, with smaller teams. Network marketing has larger teams with generally smaller sales per person. So it's just a different economy. It's just a different way of doing things. But everyone can be successful at whatever they choose. It's finding the right product for you. You got to believe in the product and believe in the company and believe in the profession to be successful in this business. And I find that people are sold to join here because, oh, you can make a lot of money and I'm making a lot of money and you can too. And also, I just need to share this because people are shocked when I share this, and it's just a little comment that could be significantly supportive of you. What is it about when people think they can ask us in our profession, well, how much money do you make? You don't go to your doctor and ask that. You don't go to your accountant and ask that. But for some reason, they feel they can come to us and ask that. And people get all hung up on that. So I want to share a thought that will serve everybody. When someone says, how much money do you make? You know, so you're not caught off guard. Because if you say a whole bunch, they think, oh, yeah, that's a bunch of baloney. Or if you say a little bit, well, that's hardly anything. You're not worth talking to. So there's not very many places to win when you give a specific amount. So what I've learned to say when someone said that to me when I was in the field, you know, how much money do you make? I make a significant amount of money. And there are people in our company that make significantly more than me. What would be significant to you? And I'm going to repeat that in a second here. When I say I make a significant amount of money, because a significant amount of money to you may be $100 a month. And maybe $500 a month. It's significant to you. It's a personal thing. So it's okay whatever you say there. I make a significant amount of money. And there are people in our company that make significantly more than me. And that might be $1,000, $2,000, $5,000. you know, who knows what it is. But you have stated there are people that make significantly more than you. And the big thing about this is when you come back to what would be significant to you. Because today in the gig economy, $100 is a number that a lot of people say. $500 is a number that a lot of people say. It's a personal thing. Don't think that person is waiting to make $10,000 a month when what they're really looking for is $100. You've got to ask so you know. Our profession and the way we approach things is different than it was, but everybody can learn how to be more effective at what we're doing.
And a shame would be if all those naysayers, if you go do a YouTube search and you're looking for MLM and you find all the anti-MLM people up there first, they are stealing opportunities from people that could do it the right way with the right company. So that's one of the reasons why I want you here is because there's a lot of people that are searching, but they might say, they might call me and they say, you know, which one should I join or which one should I take a look at? And sometimes even companies have their little niches of people that I would say, well, you know, but it's a good company, but, you know, these guys are doing it this way, and I don't really, you know, it's not really right, or it's not really the way I would do it. I would like to be able to refer people to say, you know, it's a good company, and this group is doing it the right way. So this way people can really live and thrive and do all that sort of stuff as well. So I really want to say thanks for being here on your first radio show with me in a long time. I think we might have done one or two before. We did one with George Badu. And we've done some other stuff before. I appreciate being able to speak with you. But if you can, kind of give us your little commercial on the way out, and we're going to call it our first radio show.
Thank you so much, Peter. You know, the best thing to do is you can go to dswa.org to find me. You can write a message to info. You can sign up for our newsletter. It's free. You can find out about events that we're doing. We do a free class every month. So go to dswa.org/events, and you can see what those free classes are. We just had one last week. There's so many good things that we offer with our membership, and it's only $89 a month, $8.95 a month, or $89 a year. So it's a very reasonable group to be a part of, and we have people from all over the world that are members. We just would love to be of support to you in your success. And we want people to learn, you know, the old way of telling and selling has kind of gone by the wayside. Today it's about engagement and understanding people and listening to what they have to say. No more presentations. It's now time to listen to what they're looking for and help them to get it. So DSWA is here for you, and we want to be of support to you. So you can find me on LinkedIn, Facebook. On Facebook, Nikki Keohoho, my whole name. I can only take 5,000 friends on that, so I had to start N Keohoho, which is more of a business page. So I really would love to connect with you. Thank you so much, Peter, for everything, and I'm glad that I could be here with you.
You're welcome. Yep, you're welcome. So I'll check with your schedule when we might be able to do this again next, and I certainly appreciate this. We're going to replay this several times, obviously, for those people listening in. Make sure you check it out. If you go to dswa.org, it's dswa.org, and we'll catch you next time. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now. Thanks, Nikki.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.